Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
46845. Can you tell me who you are exactly?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies. Repeat the zip code.
I just said it. 46845.
First and last name on the account.
I don't know what this account is. That's why I'm saying you've got charges on my bank account, and I'm trying to decide if I need to charge a fraud charge against you or figure out who this is.
Okay. First and last name on the account.
I don't know what account this is, so I can't give you a name.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Sherry Mulligan.
Okay, we'll be under a different name.
Harlan Woodbancy.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything with that either.
Okay, so then this is fraud.
How much were you charged?
Two different charges. A $67 charge and a $7.95 charge.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four of the card?
I'll have to look at it. It's a bank account that was charged, not a credit card.
Okay, so you weren't charged on your card?
No, it was withdrawn from my checking account.
Okay, you don't have a card that's attached to your checking account?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four?
Do I have the what?
The first six digits and last four digits of the card.
Ma'am, I'm not giving you a credit card because I don't even know who you are.
Okay. Well, this is a third-party call center, ma'am. We service over 400 different companies.
Okay.
For me
to
I'll just file fraud
charges against it and cancel it.
Okay. Well, in order for me to know who charged you and for what, I would have to pull up an account for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not giving you my information because right now this just looks like pure fraud.